Welcome to Lingerie Lowdown, the podcast. Your weekly opportunity to tune in and listen to the best review team online, taking time out to chat with you and each other about everything lingerie. Our incredible team have reviewed over 7,000 reviews, so they know what they're talking about. Every week is different, from chatting about their favorite brands of hosiery to educating you about playing safe when delving into the world of kinkwear for the first time. So for open and frank talk on all topics surrounding the world of lingerie, you're in the right place. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello there, everybody. Welcome to the Lingerie Lowdown Prosecco podcast with me, Danny.
And me, Miss Black Crane. You keep throwing me off with it. Can you not change your intro? You changed it back again and it's throwing me off.
I changed it back to my normal name and it's confused you.
It has. It's throwing me off. I forget who I am when you do that.
So it is a Prosecco podcast, and despite one of us forgetting our actual name, we actually don't have any Prosecco today. We're doing this sober. Part of it is because I'm like on this diet thing and I'm trying not to drink, but also I did say we could go and get some, but it was raining and we had our pyjamas on.
It was wet and miserable.
It was wet and miserable. We had pyjamas on.
And to be fair, with a dodgy knee, it's probably best that
you don't.
I don't drink because I'll do something stupid. And in fact, I've already got drunk with wearing my brace and my brain just couldn't compute that my leg wouldn't bend and I fell over. So that probably didn't do any good either. So, yeah, it's probably
wise. It's a wise decision on our part.
Yes.
And it's just to see, it's kind of a test to see whether we make more sense or stick to the topic more sober than we do when we drink. And I feel like so far, it's a fail. It's a great big fail.
I definitely think if we thought staying sober wouldn't mean we'd go off on a tangent, we failed.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So today we have got a really interesting topic. It's kind of a mix of topics, and it was actually sent in by a longtime Lingerie Lowdown viewer, so one of the subscribers on the channel. And they said, so there's like a few questions. We're going to cover all the questions in one. What during our time at Lingerie Lowdown is our favorite item or items that we've reviewed? What are the worst items we've reviewed? And what types of items would we like to review in the future? So not just what is our favorite actual item, but what types of things do we like to review?
Yeah.
So they would like to know what, you know, what other things we'd like to cover that we maybe haven't or would like to cover more of. Cause I mean, they actually did word it in a long winded way and I don't think I've made that any clearer.
No. The short answer is no. But yes, I kind of grasp what you mean.
Well, I think we should break it down and go through.
Yeah.
So the best things we have ever reviewed.
Go.
So often you get sent reviews, things to review that you know you're going to love.
Yeah.
And it can surprise you because you don't. Or you get sent things that you don't know you're going to love. And then you put it on and you're like, wow. And off my head, I can't think of any of those ones, but they will come to me. But that's, I love stuff like that where you're like, this is a surprise. I mean, I was sent a really gorgeous, and this is, I quite like glamorous looking underwear and glamorous things to even float around my house in.
Yeah.
And yet I got sent this dressing gown. It was a birthday review. So sometimes they send you something that, you know, they just know you're going to love. Yeah. And it was like a dark leopard print, quite expensive, like luxury robe, like bathrobe, like, you know, fluffy, like, you know, but super, super soft and comfy. And although my birthday's in August and I reviewed it around my birthday and my apartment is so, so hot in the summer. You've been here in the summer, right?
Yeah.
It is so hot in here in the summer. So it was like, I loved the item. The review was torture because I put on, I'm sweating anyway, like before anything's happened. And then I put this robe on and I'm like, oh my God, my goodness, I think I lost about a stone in weight in the review. And then I had to wait until the winter to wear it, but I literally live in it during the winter. Like it's super soft, super comfortable. It's been through the washing machine and it's kept it soft.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes things like that kind of nice fleecy material you put in the washing machine and it's just never the same.
Yeah.
It's actually, yeah, it's super soft. I can't remember the brand. It's like Sasara or something. Super comfortable.
So, I think I've seen you in there.
Yeah.
Because it sounds familiar.
I sometimes wear it at the beginning of my reviews.
Yeah, I usually wear a dressing gown at the beginning of my reviews. So I think I've seen you in there.
I tend to keep, like, I'll do a bulk load in one day rather than one each day because I have to take all my lights down and put all my lights up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll, like, wait until I've got a pile, then I'll do them all together. So in between, I don't want to keep getting dressed.
Yeah.
In between every review, I will just
put a dressing gown
on. Yeah. Mm. Or like just a t-shirt, apparently. That's my other go-to.
Yeah. When I'm here, I put the most weirdest thing on in between reviews because it's just whatever's to hand, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hate when she's dressing gown, but here it's whatever's to hand, I think.
Yeah.
So sometimes I look at our pictures when we've reviewed something and he posts something on social media. I'm just like, oh my God, what was I put? Why did I put that on for?
So that was one of my best. Also, some Honey Burdette lingerie. Like, it's nice reviewing something luxury. I think I've seen nicer lingerie on Honey Burdette. Like, it was tiger print, not leopard print, which is my, like, go-to. Mm. But it was nice. I don't wear it very often because I think it was quite tight and very padded. So I didn't wear it very often, but I think I kind of liked the luxury of it.
Yeah.
Not so long ago, sent, like, this, it was a sex toy, but it was a box and it had, like, these, I think they were like dare cards and like, it was like a nice little like mix of a candle. That was quite nice. Like, I like luxury things as much as I like my cheap end of the market stuff I shoot with. It's nice to receive something that you're like, oh, this is special.
I think for me, and this is going to sound really boring, is for me, because I'm a bugger for buying it for myself. For me, it's when he sends me stuff I need.
Like socks.
Yeah, socks or like comfortable bras and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my God, this will change my life. And it will, because I'll never go out and buy it for myself because I'm such a bugger for like, I'll go out and I'll think, right, I need a t-shirt bra. And I'll go in your shop and I'll see t-shirt bras and I'll think, I'm not buying it because it's boring.
Yeah.
So I won't buy it. Like, I never buy myself tights, socks, t-shirt bras, sports bras, like comfortable stuff that I should actually buy because you wear it more than the luxury stuff. Yeah. I never buy because I'm a bugger for, I just think it's boring. I don't like buying myself boring stuff. So that stuff's always life-changing because I never buy it for myself. And there was one particular bra, I think I've spoken about this before on a podcast. I can't, like, the hype was like the most comfortable bra you'll ever own or something like that. So.
Was it?
And it was.
Yeah.
And I wear it all the time. And literally every time I put it on, I'm like, I must buy myself another one of these. And I haven't yet, but it actually was.
I was sent a Wonder Bra once, which is because I do like to wear a bra and not to have anything open. But, you know, you get some stuff that's kind of cut low.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Wonder Bra. It sort of went around the side and then it had a really low V.
Ooh.
Like, and so you could wear stuff that's cut like below your boobs but still have the support, which I don't need it, but I like it to be there. And, you know, and especially if something maybe like you don't want the slip of the outfit when you're out. So that was like a really incredible thing. I don't think it was like super expensive, but it was like, you know, there are certain things you're like, I need one of those, like a staple, like a wardrobe staple. And that was really an underwear staple that I really, really liked. I liked the Empress Meet Me stuff. Like, I loved the peacock set and I loved the butterfly sets we did together.
Yeah, they were really nice.
They were really pretty.
I recently reviewed a massage candle so that you put the candle on and it burns and then you can use the wax as massage oil.
Yeah, I think I have one of these. It was in, the box set of stuff.
Yeah, so mine was just on its own and it was by a company called Jejuet.
Yes.
Oh my God, not only did it smell absolutely divine, it smelled really nice burning in the house. It smelled really divine. And I pulled it on my leg and massaged my leg in the review. And oh my God, because I've had one before off Lingerie Lowdown and it was lovely. But after a while, the massage oil went sticky and you were like, oh, that's gross. Like, it'd be the kind of thing that after you'd finished playing in the bedroom, you'd have to go wash. Yeah. And you'd have to wash your sheets. You'd have to go shower because it would just be like, Whereas that one, I spent ages in the review doing this, waiting for it to go sticky, and it just didn't.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I was just like, the whole review just rubbing my own leg. So I was like, this is amazing. And I was like,
So was it like, is it the candle? So it burns and it just becomes oil?
Yeah. It becomes like a massage oil.
Okay.
So you would put the candle on, they say for like 20 minutes beforehand. So for instance, if you were doing it, you know, as a couple, part of a couple play, you'd put it on like 20 minutes before, and then And then it actually cools pretty quickly as well. So you don't want to leave it too long after
you've burned. You don't want to pour hot oil on anyone either.
No, but I only left it a couple of minutes and it already started to solidify again. Okay. So I think it, and usually when they use wax for wax body play, it burns at a lower temperature. Right. So it's never really hot. I do a burlesque where I light candles and put them out on my tongue, but because they're designed to be for body play, they burn at a lower temperature, so they're hot, but they're not ridiculously hot.
That's so, yeah, so strange sometimes.
I know, and I can just tell by the look on your face how strange.
I don't mind at the moment, our faces are covered in face mask.
Yeah, true. It
makes even more of a look.
It was a look, because I've got no glasses on either, and I can still see the look. But that was really amazing. It smelled divine. The oil was really nice. And, yeah.
I mean, over the years, I've reviewed so many different things. So, like, literally trying to think of things out of my head. I'm sure there's a million leopard print items that I've loved.
I'm trying to think of things that really stand out. I had the subscription box from PL Intimates. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. That woman, I swear that woman, like, hacked into my internet history, because she would... Everything in that, I haven't actually even finished reviewing that, but everything I had reviewed so far, I think only one left, was amazing. Like, it was like she just literally hacked into my internet browser search.
I just knew exactly what you liked.
Yeah, because there was loads of things that she picked out that I had picked out myself, or I had looked at myself and wanted to buy, or things I definitely would have bought myself. So yeah, that was a really standout item. But that's the thing, there's been so much, isn't there? I'm trying to think of things that really stood out and really...
There was a set that was bought for me. It wasn't by Laundry Loadout, but I did review, and it was actually a Felicity Hayward for Playful Promises leopard print underwear set. So it was leopard print satin with black strap. That was beautiful. Ooh. Like, I loved it. Like, I love leopard print. I love that kind of really luxury kind of lingerie. So, like, you know, it just looks, it's not, it wasn't vintage, but the knickers were like high waisted, but like see through at the back. They were just like the perfect shape. And I love that. And I wear it like all the time. So it's like a mid-price range, isn't it? You know, it's not like high price range, but it was super nice.
I mean, the stuff I've reviewed by Honey Burdette have blown me away, because the attention to detail and stuff in the lingerie, I don't know about now, at the beginning when she still owned it, the attention to detail, like I've got a Freddie set that called Freddie, and that... So the cups open so you don't have to take the bra off, and the knickers unclip so that essentially if you were using it in the bedroom, you can get your boobs out and your vagina out without taking your suspender belt off or your stockings.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah, so it's literally getting undressed without getting undressed. Like, it was the attention to detail in that set was amazing. Lucille was another one by her right at the beginning. Lovely attention to detail. But I think now, since she sold it out now, I'm not sure that the attention to detail is still there. I feel like all they're doing now is recycling the same sets in different colours.
Yeah.
Which is exactly the same thing as H&M Vocateur did. They sold out and just kept doing the same thing over and over again. Although recently I bought a like lingerie dress from H&M Vocateur and reviewed that, and that was perfect.
I just thought, which was my probably favourite item I've reviewed lingerie down, is it was a Maison Close dress. And it was like sheer black mesh lace. And then it had these like, so the dress sort of came, sort of short dress. And then underneath it had these suspenders that came down with these, and the clips are like these gold crosses. It was very like Madonna, like a virginess because of the crosses.
Yeah.
But you can like, you know, you can dress it up to make it look amazing. And that was, I don't know. I think I said at the time, I don't know where you're going to wear this. You're literally just going to wear it in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You're not going to wear it out. And I'd love to try more of their stuff, actually, because I did think they were, like, really amazing designs.
Yeah. Yeah, like, now as soon as you said that, I'm like, I need to...
It was, like, super sexy and super, like, like an incredible dress. I think that's probably my favourite item I've reviewed. And it was one of the higher price range items.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably my favourite thing. What are the worst things you reviewed?
I remember doing a duo once with you, and I had a pair of socks that were like, they were little, those sheer anklet socks things. I don't know why I'm showing you because no one else can see that. And they were pretty...
I don't think they were the worst. I don't think either of us kept them, but...
Well, today we've reviewed something and I've given it nil pois. So that's probably the worst. Because that's the first thing I've ever just like no points whatsoever because it's not doing anything it's supposed to be doing. So that's probably the worst.
So that's a Shirley of Hollywood night
sleep shirt thing that's like itchy, it's uncomfortable. The design's not very nice. It's not made very well. It's priced too high. It's unattractive. It's just the best thing about that was the bloody free thong. See, I don't need Prosecco. Thong. So that is definitely worse because that's the only thing I've given 0 points to.
I did. I've done hosiery before, which is torn before I've even.
This happens to me nearly every time I review.
But
tights.
Not from my nails, like from the cardboard that's inside the leg.
Yeah.
So that's happened. But the worst was like a day I had it was either a 7 day challenge or it was just a duo. It was 7 day challenge with duos with another model. And everything came from, or I think maybe it wasn't 7 day challenge. Anyway, it was just a pile of reviews, but a lot of the things had come from Nasty Girl. And I was like, the quality on everything. As I was doing them, I could find myself getting more and more annoyed because like, the quality was so rubbish. The things were so rubbish.
Yeah.
That like, they looked like they should be nice. And then you put it on and be like, well, that's got no shape or that's just really bad quality. Like really, really. And I just was like, the whole company is just nasty. Like I just, I'd never shop there again. I'd never even think about it. Like
it's interesting you say that actually, because I think I've done a 7 day challenge that involved Nasty Girl, and their stuff was hideous.
It was terrible. It was nasty. I think I left one thing with the other model that she liked, and the rest it was so like flimsy and rubbish. It just went. I don't think I gave it to anyone. I wouldn't have offended them with it.
I think I gave mine away.
Yeah, so bad.
And I'm quite honest when I give things away, though, and I'll just say, well, I thought it was naff, but you might get some use out of it.
Yeah, but also it was like, it was the quality was so bad. It wasn't even just like this, I don't like this, it's not my taste. It was just rubbish.
Yeah.
So that was like the worst.
I reviewed something from there, and it was supposed to be satin, but the satin felt like cardboard. Mm. And I was like, I don't even know how you can do that with satin. Like, how have you managed that? Because satin's pretty inexpensive anyway, and you've just got the most naffest satin now. It feels like cardboard. I don't know how you managed that.
Yeah, I did have one review actually, and it was a pair of pajamas. They're from Shein. They were like a satin leopard print pajamas, and they had all this static electricity coming from them. It was really cheap satin, and like so, I did review them. I didn't give them a high mark, but I rarely return things because I'm lazy and but I actually messaged them went through the returns rigmarole, and they actually said, oh, actually keep them and give them another chance and have your money back. So I was like, the item was rubbish, I could have got my money back, but the customer service was brilliant.
I had to contact their customer service recently saying about that actually, and I ordered a lemon lingerie set, and I think someone had returned, and this is how cheeky someone else had been. What someone had done had returned a lemon sports bra that they had worn, because it was all bubbly, in the bag that the lingerie had come in. And I don't know whether they had sent it back, because the way they'd folded it and folded the bag is it looked like lemon lingerie. And it's only when I flipped the bag upside down that I was like, actually, that's supposed to be a lingerie set. There shouldn't be any grey on it, because the sports bar was lined with grey. So I think they'd sent it back. They'd scanned the barcode and it had been lingerie.
Yeah.
So they'd put it and then sent it back out to me.
Oh.
And I was like, look, I've gotten this instead. They refunded me instantly and was like, just keep the sports bra, which incidentally I then noticed that someone had worn, but I washed it anyway and I put it on the other day and it gives me the best cleavage. So if you ever send that back, it's more for you, because I've got amazing cleavage in there. And I got a makeup bag in the same order, and the zip broke as soon as I tried to do it back up. And it's got another zip, so it still can be used. Mm. And I went back to them and said, look, the zip's broke as soon as I've used it. And they were just like, right, keep them both and just give me money back. Their customer service is pretty good.
They are really good, like that. I got sent something. I ordered a red, like, PVC, like, thing with a bunny thing, bunny hat thing. It was like, I don't know, it was Halloween or Easter. It was like, it's kind of the costume damage. And I reviewed it. And I did think when I reviewed it, this is odd. Like, there's loads of bits, and I'm sure I couldn't remember ordering something with loads of bits. And then I actually did the four reviews, sent it off. And then Miss Lingerie Lowdown came back to me and was like, you know, this is completely not the picture you sent me. And they'd sent me completely the wrong thing. But then I was just like, oh, I actually quite like the red pants.
Yeah.
And I was like, actually, I quite like the pants. I did think I'll send it back and then I just didn't. But I kept the mask and I've kept the pants. So I quite like the red PVC pants. I thought they'd actually work as a devil costume or like other things. But yeah, so they, I mean, yeah, this isn't about them, but they do sometimes get things wrong, but very good customer service.
Enjoying the conversations today? Well, we wanted to take a short break to tell you more about our website. Are you looking to treat a loved one or yourself to some new lingerie or hosiery and don't know where to start? Let the most diverse team of presenters from across the globe introduce you to more than 500 brands as we publish new and exclusive reviews every day. In fact, we have over 7,000 reviews available online right now, and you can join us from only $9.99 a month. However, we want to treat you to something a little special for listening to our podcast today. Use the promo code podcast to get 10% off the purchase price. Best of all, there's no time limit with this code, so you can keep using it when you renew your membership. So after listening to the rest of the podcast, head on over to lingerielowdown.com/join and use the promo code podcast today. Thanks for listening. Now let's get back to the podcast.
But on the whole, I don't think I've had anything. I haven't had too many things where I've been thought, oh my God, this is just hideous. I've had things obviously that didn't fit, like bodysuits that are too short in the body.
Yeah, that happens. That,
like, cut you in half as soon as you stand up.
Yeah.
Really poorly designed things. A pair of knickers, I think, on a duo we did, and there was a massive thick seam down the middle. And I said in our review at the time, that seam's going to rub when you wear them, and it does.
Mm.
That thing today, which was just shockingly bad. in fact, if you said that cost £2 from Shein, I would have believed you, not £46 from Shirley of Hollywood.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I had too much.
There must have been more, but nothing like that's really stood out. I mean, there must be things where I've gone like, I can't even wear it, or I've had stockings before that I've tried to pull over and they're so tight. I'm like, I can't even get that over my leg. And this is like my size. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah, I've had stockings and hold-ups I can't, socks and stuff that I can't get up enough. Chunky thighs.
Yeah, so, and it's not even the fact that they're chunky, it's past the knee they were tight, so that's like...
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty...
Yeah.
I think I've had many a pair of tights that I've got on, and then when I've sat down in front of the camera, as I've sat down, I've felt them rip, and I'm like, whoops, they've just ripped as I've sat. Oh, and a latex bodysuit that, got it on, and it was nothing to do with me, and as I sat on my couch, it just split right up the seam, and I was just like, okay...
Something I was a bit disappointed about, and it was a Betty Page Playful Promises leopard print long satin robe.
Mm.
And although I love it and I wear it, the finish wasn't great. So where it's like folded in at the top, rather than sew it, it's just open. So that it kind of flaps, and the fabric was starting to fray. And I did think maybe I could actually take that to the messengers and just get them to sew it down so that doesn't happen. But I did think that was, and it also didn't have loops for the belt, which is really annoying because you lose your belt all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought, you know, you're paying for the Betty Page name and you know, but actually it wasn't as good quality as I thought it should be.
Yeah.
And that surprised me because most of the stuff I've had from Betty Page I've loved. But yeah, I was a little bit disappointed in that.
Yeah, I think I've had a couple of bits from Leg Avenue, I think, I've been really disappointed in, because they're not the cheapest. They're not the most expensive, but they're not the cheapest. But I've had a couple of bits where I've just thought, do you know what? You can get that for a couple of quid off Amazon. Do you know what I mean? So I've been a couple of bits from Leg Avenue that were really, really shockingly bad.
I've not bought anything from the beers. Leg Avenue used to be like, when I was like proper glamour modelling, I used to buy their overknee socks and things and shoots. But I do find they don't stay up. They roll down.
Yeah.
And I did a Halloween challenge one year and I had a few of those. And it was, although they look good, they're fine for like a photo shoot. You just want a quick picture and they stay up. But if you're going out in them, I don't think they're really up to scratch. Which is sad for a company that's leg. I like some of their costume stuff. It's good.
Yeah, I find that's the thing. I think a Leg Avenue or another one a bit like Shirley Hollywood, they're trading on a name they've had for a long while and charging probably too much for what it is actually worth.
Mm.
And but yeah, their costumes are really good, but again, they're not cheap.
No. No, they're not.
No.
And moving forward.
Yes.
What are our actual favourite types of things to review? So do you love doing hosiery? Do you love doing underwear? What do you love doing?
I love doing lingerie would be my favourite thing. Mm. I think swimwear, I've got to go get wet. So I don't mind going to get wet, but the last time I did swimwear, I was going to get wet in the sea, and that was a nightmare because I was trying to navigate dog walkers, and the sound of the sea is really loud.
Sea is very loud.
Yeah. So I don't mind swimwear, but lingerie, I think, would be my favourite. Hosiery, can guarantee everything he sends me, I ladder. Everything. And I either ladder it as I'm putting it on, or I get it on, sit on my sofa and it ladders. I don't know what it is with me and tights and hosiery, but it just doesn't work. Stockings I'm okay with. It's as soon as he gives me a pair of tights, as soon as I get them out of the packet, I'm like, well, these are really laddered in. In fact, I just think I'm just destined to have laddered tights now. So, which, although actually turns out to be a good thing because they all ladder and I keep them anyway because I just think I'll just go for the grunge look.
Yeah.
Obviously my metal bracelet at the moment, it's got Velcro on it. So they're all going to be wrecked anyway. So it's like, well, these are already laddered. I'll wreck these ones today.
Well, yeah. I think my favourite stuff, I like matching underwear sets.
Yeah, I should elaborate, actually, matching underwear sets.
Yeah, like bras, knickers, matching underwear sets. I love them even more if there's, suspender belt that actually matches. And yeah. I love, the more sort of pin-uppy style. So, your Playful Promises and Better Pay stuff have a lot of pin-uppy stuff.
Yeah.
Like the What Katie Did stuff I really enjoyed doing.
Yeah.
I've done multitudes of What Katie Did stockings, and I just love having them in most colours, I think, now.
Mm.
So I love anything like that. And I like sort of little, little one-piece underwear sets as well, because when I'm modeling or whatever, I'll wear stuff like that a lot. So that I get more use out of. But I love seam stockings. I don't like pattern stockings as a whole. I've liked a few leopard print pairs, mm-hmm. but generally, and a few sort of colours, but with nothing going on. But generally, I like the plain seamed stockings. Mm-hmm. Underwear, bras, knickers is probably my favourite.
That would definitely be my favourite, I think, over anything else.
But I do like United. I do, don't get me wrong, I like it when I get cute pyjamas.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I do like it when I get a nice bodysuit. I'm pretty obsessed with bodysuits. I've got a huge collection of bodysuits. And I don't mind pyjamas and sleepwear and stuff. But yeah, my ultimate fave would be a nice lingerie set with a really nice good suspender belt and something really quite glamorous. But
moving forward... Mm. What would you like to review that you haven't reviewed much of or would like to review more of? Or what things would you think that would be really cool to do?
Oh, my God, my list would be endless. So I think styles and stuff I'd like to review, genuine vintage.
Yes.
I think that would be really cool because you can still get hold of genuine vintage.
You can. That would be so cool.
Night dresses, dressing gowns, lingerie, anything really, genuine vintage.
Rocks and Bonds. Upstairs, there's the clothes shop. They sell Collective, and they sell Hell Bunny and all pin-uppy stuff. It's really got vintage music stuff up there. It's the place it's got all the toys and stuff downstairs. And upstairs, it used to be Barber and what have you. Yeah. And that's all downstairs, all pin-up. And they have a rail of vintage nightwear.
Yeah.
That is actually...
If you go into... I went down to Brighton Lanes, and if you go into the big indoor market, there's this upstairs, and they had loads of it.
Oh, wow.
Because I nearly thought, shall I grab a couple of bits while I'm here and see if I can review them? And I didn't, but yeah, they had a whole massive bit of genuine vintage.
I'd love to do that. I do have a few vintage night dresses. Mm. I think you have to, because we wore them on a shoot. I've got a big pink one with this vintage robe that looked like a blancmange, but I was it's £15, I need it. Yeah. And then I've got a big orange one, I've got black and white one, which I bought for Hammer Horror shoots. So I do, I don't really wear it to bed, but I'll put it on an evening and just sit and watch telly, because they're long.
I've got a massive, huge vintage kimono.
Have you?
Yeah. So yeah, anything like that would, so genuine vintage.
I'd like to do actually like new, but vintage hosiery, because you can see it sometimes a lot in like vintage shops. So it's never been worn.
Yeah.
But I've never actually bought any because I don't know how to work out the sizing.
It'd be nice to compare it as well to how it was made then to how it's made now.
And even like the now vintage repro brands, like what Peter did.
Yeah, so retro brands, I'd love to do delve into that a bit more. A lot of independent brands. I've got a whole, I said this to Mr. Andre Lowdown the other day, but I'm not sure if he clocked it in an email. I have a whole list on my phone. I do this quite a lot. And they are my brands I spy that I'd like to review, but they're obviously, I'm not sure brands he would even know about. So then what I do is I go on the website and I pick something I'd like, and then I put the price next to it. And then I think, okay, if I get some spare money, I'll go to that brand and I'll buy something and review it. So I do keep a list of like independent brands. There's a brand called, she does a retro brand and you would love it. What the hell is that called? And Officially Moshe, who's a burlesque performer, does a Dottie's Delights in the US, does an amazing vintage retro collection. I know you'd love that. Independent retro brands, vintage.
Oh, that's another favorite thing, was a bat robe with like bat wings. And I got it shipped from America by Agashi. And she makes them, you order them and it takes months. And I ordered it and in lockdown, it arrived. I was away. So it took months, like 3 months, 4 months waiting list. And then you get the message saying she's making it. It arrived. And then I get back and there's a thing in my post box saying that it's at the post office because I don't know why they couldn't deliver. I don't think there was any customers to pay or anything, but it was there. And then the day I got there, they were like, oh no, we sent it back. So they'd actually only posted me the note after they sent it back. Like, so they obviously forgot, didn't do the delivery, and then they hadn't posted me a note. They sent it back. It went all the way back to the States, and then she had to send it all the way back. And she actually did send me a face mask that she'd made out of the same material. But yeah, but it was a beautiful, beautiful outfit. But back to what we want to do.
What would you
leave that out? Well, I'd like to do real vintage as well, and the repo brands and latex.
Oh yeah, latex would be another one. Although latex lingerie, I don't, little bits of latex. I'm falling out of love with massive like latex dresses and stuff.
I quite like the massive latex dresses. They're a bugger to get on.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm falling out of love with them. I went on a shoot recently where a photographer lent me loads of latex, and every time I put it on, it broke. I had a real bad habit.
That happened when we were last shooting it.
Yes.
Or my zip broke, but it was already broken. And then I was like, I'm stuck in this dress now. You have to get me out.
Honestly, I have. Nearly every time a latex designer lends me something, or a photographer lends me something latex, I break it.
You've got a mess of your face mask off. Is mine gone?
Yours has all disappeared around here as well.
That's really weird.
Yeah, so I don't think I've touched my face. I think it's just sinking in.
Yeah. So we have face masks. You're wondering, like, what's going on? But sometimes it can not be flattering, and sometimes it is. So, I mean, I do love wearing it. I think it looks great once you've got it on. I hate
loose
harnesses as well. I love them once they're on, but when I'm putting them on, I lose the will to live.
Yeah, oh god.
To begin with.
Yeah, honestly, sometimes I'm there for like 20 minutes, and I'm like, do you know what? I'm going to give up in a minute.
To the point where I'm like, I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it. It's not worth my sanity.
The thing with latex is it always makes you feel fat, no matter what size you are. You can be a stick. You can be a size zero, and putting latex on will make you feel fat. Just because it's so hard to get on, and you struggle and you fight, and like after 20 minutes, you're like having a heart attack trying to get it on, and you've caught your hair in it, and you're like, oh my god, I'm gonna die.
I'm stuck.
Yeah. And then it snaps, and you're like,
But I do like it. I think it looks good.
So it does look good.
I would like to do
especially if it's made well.
I don't own any latex.
Catalyst Latex do some really nice latex lingerie. So does Lady Lucy Latex. Okay, so what would be, if money was no object, all the money in the world, ultimate thing or ultimate brand?
Oh my god, I don't know. I don't know.
See, I've gone out there with this as well.
You do it.
Yeah, so Bordel. I think Mr. Andre Lowdown had someone review them recently though. Edge Beyond. Because you're looking at like £300-400 a set, more than £100. I think it's called Vie de Noir Couture.
She like, oh, yes.
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 With all the blood drops.
Yes, I really want that set with the blood.
Yes. Like, yes. Oh, my God. Amazing.
She does one with bats as well, doesn't she? Yeah. But yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And can you imagine? It's like matching sets.
Oh, my God. It's like sort of see-through mesh, and then she uses like crystals and glitter.
Yeah.
Is it crystals, glitter? I don't know. Basically makes blood droplets, and it's like the perfect vampire lingerie.
Oh, it's just stunning, isn't it? It's just so stunning.
That would be my dream, actually.
Yeah. And then another thing would be a Catherine Delish gown, which again, you're looking at a good £300-500 for a gown.
Yeah, but I don't want into the feathers. They're beautiful. But
she does them with tull as well. Honestly, so she does vegan-friendly ones, yeah. That would be the one. I just want to swish around in a disgustingly huge gown that I don't need.
that would be a dream.
Like just some proper disgusting luxury that you don't need but you want.
You do need to swish.
Yeah. I think another fun challenge would be this versus that. So another so like a really an expensive version and a cheap version, like which is better.
There's a lot of work, I guess, to find the stuff. But you know when you watch like This Morning and they had that guy who goes on Lorraine Penny and he's like, well, this is the designer version and then this is what you can get in Tesco, and it's almost the same.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they do with makeup, don't they? I follow a whole makeup agency Instagram that's like, this is the dupe of this and this is the dupe of that. So it would be, I mean, yeah, it'd be a lot of work.
Well, that's what high street fashion is, isn't it? It's like basically copies of some of the designer stuff. So it would be, that's what ASOS used to be. It was As Seen on Screen. That's like ASOS. And it was like, basically, they'd copy things that the celebrity, or they'd find things that celebrities had. And I remember that Victoria Beckham had this orange, burnt orange top that she wore, like, I don't know what I was doing with one of the World Cup years ago. And I managed to find a John Zuck version for like 16 quid on, I think it was Camden Market. And I'd come to London on a college trip or something. I didn't even live here then. But it would be work. But it would be like, I mean, like today I reviewed a leopard teddy thing from Hollywood and it was like £45. But I've actually recently ordered something very similar from Shein, which is like £4. So that would be the perfect, you know, item to do the cross comparison of prices.
See, look, can you see my, that's not this,
I can see your list.
Yeah, so that's my book. Oh, Love Child Boudoir is another one. Oh, and Broke Boutique. She actually makes harnesses out of old toys. Oh. So she takes reclaimed rubber and makes the most amazing harnesses. She also does it with reclaimed bouncy castle material.
Oh.
Yeah. Love Child Boudoir. She's another one who makes amazing stuff. Pippa Pantaloon, Malice Lingerie. So, yeah, as you can see, Dottie's Delight. I've just have this whole list
of wishes.
See, look,
when you win the lottery, you're just gonna fill your pounds. When you win the lottery, you're just gonna go through it and order everything.
Yeah, and order everything. But yeah, this is like my ultimate wish list. I don't know why I do it. I just
torture yourself.
I just torture myself with stuff I can't afford. Well, some of this list isn't expensive. So like Nikki Intimates is like £40 a set. So some of it's not, that's achievable.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's like a payday buy.
Yeah. I do aim high for like, you know, if I win the lottery, I'd be like, right, Edge Beyond, £500, Catherine Delish, Broke Boutique.
Yes.
All this stuff I don't need. And then I'll wear it all at once, like a £400 harness with a £500 gown over the top just to answer the door.
You did the pizza, man.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. I did order a pizza. My £1,000 worth of lingerie.
But I'm going to take it all off to eat the pizza because I do not want to ruin said lingerie.
Yes. But thank you for bringing my pizza. Yeah.
Yeah, so many, many ideas. I mean, there's been talk about us doing real vintage before and
retro,
like repro vintage. Also, there was almost a gingham challenge at once we never did, so that would be quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is it because we reviewed something? Did we both review the gingham set and then he really liked it on us or something?
I don't know. What gingham set is
it? It was like a black and white gingham set from, I don't know where it's from actually. It wasn't Kirby Kate. It was, I don't know. But yeah, there was, I don't know whether we both reviewed the set. I can't remember. But there was definitely talk of of it, and then we didn't do it. I think it was coming up to summer, and we were like, "Or had we done a shoot and wore something gingham and he liked it?" I can't really remember.
It might have been a shoot, because I don't remember reviewing a gingham set.
No, we did do a shoot where I wore a gingham dress, but I don't remember if you did. There was definitely talk of it anyway. I'm sure that there's many.
There's definitely. I do remember us chatting about it, and about the vintage and about the retro, and the this versus that. We were talking about that earlier, weren't we? We said that would be pretty cool, and like the ultimate the ultimate, you know, if you, money was no object, I just always have an ultimate list anyway, just in case, just because I like to shop way,
yeah,
I like to window shop way above my means. Yeah. Because that's what we, you know, if you can't make wish lists on websites, you never can afford the lingerie. What else can you do with your spare time?
Well, before we wrap this up, because we've gone a little bit over on this one, if there's anything that anybody would like us to cover in reviews, like if there's any certain styles or anything, yeah, that you want to see us physically
or a certain
review,
brand,
then like
reach out.
Yeah, reach out, message us, message Lingerie Lowdown. Let them know, put it out into the universe.
Yeah, and put it out into the ether, and we will see if we can make it happen.
Thanks for listening to us on Lingerie Lowdown, the podcast. Don't forget that we release a brand new episode every Wednesday for you all to enjoy. So if you love lingerie as much as we do, make sure to catch us same time, same place next week. Don't forget to visit the website lingerielowdown.com/join and use our promo code podcast to get a 10% discount off your membership today. So if you love lingerie as much as we do, make sure to catch us same time, same place next week. In fact, it's not just lingerie we love to talk about and review. We cover it all from the world of intimates. From lingerie to hosiery, swimwear to sleepwear, kink and bondage, and we even review sex toys. All in the best possible taste, of course. With over 7,000 published reviews online, we're the number one review site, and we're publishing more every day. And don't forget to visit the website lingerielowdown.com/join and use our promo code podcast to get a 10% discount off your membership today.